Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Arthur Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And gosh, it is the second Sunday of the month if you're just tuning in and you haven't been paying attention. We've had a change of schedule for the month. So we're doing the third Sunday on the second Sunday and the second Sunday on the third Sunday. So just so you can straighten that out in your mind. So Natasha Venter is here today, and it's behavior training and healing questions for me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching, general intuitive stuff. And apparently, people aren't interested in talking to me, Natasha. They're more interested in talking to you. So as promised, Nathan was pulled off the love train a few times over the top of the hour because he had to take care of the phones. And as promised, we will get to the phone lines right away. I'm kind of excited where we're going. Sounds like a beautiful day to go to Orcas Island. Ooh, doesn't that sound like fun? Anyway, Barbara, welcome to Animal World.
Thank you, thank you.
So is it absolutely spectacularly gorgeous over on Orcas Island?
Yes, it always is. Except when it
right.
isn't.
All right, so what can we... It looks like you want to know something from Natasha, right?
Yes, I do.
So, okay, so give a little small detail about you want to check the energy of someone.
So, Natasha, this is Barbara. We met a few weeks
yes.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of the blue, a week ago, I got a text saying, thinking of you. That's a first.
Uh-huh. Or text from someone else.
I got sunshine and a wavy hand. This is all from Cameron. And I'm like, is he finally waking up?
Oh, so this is a man friend of yours from the past of some kind? Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, from
and then all of a sudden,
and
then you hadn't been in touch or something, and all of a sudden you get a text from him saying, thinking of you?
So we've been good friends for several
uh-huh.
months. And I was hoping for a little bit more of a friendship,
oh.
a relationship.
Ooh, this sounds like fun, Natasha.
And we did talk about this, right?
There was
opportunity, and keep stepping into that vulnerability piece. Let him know that it's safe.
Okay.
Let him know that it's safe. So keep stepping in that vulnerability piece. I talked a little bit about that, right?
What does that mean? How does she do that?
So what she does with the vulnerability piece is like when she texts back something that is very like, thank you for reaching out. I've been really thinking about you too.
Yes.
You know?
And that's exactly what I did. And
yeah.
I said, I miss you. And he
uh-huh.
said, well, you'll have to... come and see me sometime when I'm in town. And I'm like, okay, you'll have to let me know when you're in town. In town meaning Seattle. He travels for work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened when you answered him back? Did you hear anything back?
Oh, I hear a little bit every single night. Not a lot, but
oh,
these things are more like opening up. So I made the first gesture right after I had seen Natasha, and mm-hmm. I said, I'm interested in becoming closer in our relationship. And he sends emojis. He sends a praying emoji and a shy face emoji. And I'm like, okay. I'm so used to men always being the ones to make the first move.
And he's like we talked, honey, I don't want to give too much out, you know, but, you know, with things going on that, you know, he's in that, like, where do I go from here? He's contemplating a lot of things.
And is he interested in Barbara?
Yes.
In the way that Barbara's interested in him?
Yes,
he's let her know. It sounds to me like with the prayer emoji, that sounds like a good sign. But then the shy face, isn't he saying, "I'm interested, but I'm on the shy side"? So maybe you need to keep poking. Would that be a reasonable interpretation?
Yes. Keep poking. You know, with that, and you may even say, "Hey, do you mind talking? You know, let's call each other." Or, you know, start the process of stepping him in. You know, that we're in a time right now where, you know, there's some people, male, female, that we're going to need to give a handout and say it's safe to walk forward. You know, it's okay to be, it's okay to trust the process of trusting somebody else. And it's the kindness. It's that, you know, it's that being able to be vulnerable ourselves. And so going into this, Barb, that I want you to remember that, you know, you have more, stability in your knowings than he does. And so you being the stable one walking into this will give him a chance, but use some words. You know, words that he will either have to interact with or not. Hey, do you mind having a phone call tonight instead of just texting? You know, so that if he does not step up with that, then I would not put more energy in it than he is. But if he's willing to step into that next layer of, you know, like, yeah, let's talk. I won't be able to talk every night, but yet I would like to talk, you know. So go into that a little bit more with some words so that he either has to step up, and if he doesn't step up more, then I wouldn't give more.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking what was kind of running through my mind, Natasha and Barbara, thinking about this kind of a situation, is that sometimes, and I can talk to it from the, you know, girl perspective here, sometimes, you know, we get so enamored with what we want and how it can, and all of that. It's important, I think, to be aware of how things start in the process you're going through and so forth. Because I think you're finding out that this guy's on the shy side and he's saying, you know, letting that be kind of known. But for me, I would be looking at if you're the one that has to make all the moves and you're the one that has to keep putting in all of that, you know, it might be okay right now when you're getting started, but do you want to move into a relationship when you always have to be the one that makes all the moves and does everything? But Natasha, is it important to look at those kind of patterns and stuff?
Yeah,
going into
I get,
be aware?
I get that this is just getting through the door.
Oh, okay.
He's a very kind man. He's got himself together. He knows what he wants
all
to do.
All right, okay.
But it's that vulnerability with relationships.
Okay.
You know, and it's that vulnerability with how can he trust being in this process. He may not be able to step up all the way that you want, Barbara, but yet I'm getting told that if you can make the step of stepping into, hey, let's talk. Let's get into more of a safe place so that he knows that he can step into it or not. And then, you know, this next doorway of your being more vulnerable with him, let's make a phone call. Let's go into this next layer of texting beyond emojis. You know, that there's...
What about FaceTime? Is that something anybody does anymore? Is that where you get to see, you could see each other? Now, Nathan's shaking his, because, you know, he had a long distance relationship going on and stuff. Did you use FaceTime a lot, Nathan?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And do you find that was that a better way to connect rather than just being on the phone or just texting and stuff? I would think that
Yeah,
would make a difference.
Yeah, the
is
more
so much.
senses you can put into the interaction, the higher quality it'll be.
Exactly. And I know that like I don't have an iPhone, so I use Messenger instead.
Oh, I see. Okay. So now, yeah,
Yes.
you can't see. I'm so untechy, I don't know. So FaceTime is you only can do FaceTime if you have iPhones.
Yeah.
That Androids don't
Well,
have a
any phone you
FaceTime type.
can, if you have like a WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or even like a Google Meeting or even Zoom, you could set up a Zoom meeting and just, hey, join the Zoom meeting and let's
I think,
chat.
okay, there are other ways to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But Barbara, to get back to you, sweetie, that, it is time for you to make clear the communication you want. And if he can't step up, then I wouldn't put more energy in it than he is.
Sounds like
Okay.
great advice. You okay, Barbara? Anything else you want to know from Natasha?
I think we're good.
All
Yeah.
righty.
Oh,
All
I'm
right.
so blessed to be with you again, and thank you for trusting me.
Yep, send us
Always.
some of that great Orcas Island energy and beauty from
Oh,
over
it's
there.
just gorgeous here today.
Yeah, I think it is everywhere around here. But what a fabulous day, though, to be in the San Juans and on the anyway, enjoy it for us, please, Barbara. And thanks for
All
calling
right.
Animal World. Bye
Thank you.
bye.
Bye.
All righty, we're going to talk to another old friend of Animal. Well, not she's not old, but she's an old friend of Animal World, meaning she's been around the Animal World family for a long time. And apparently, though, she must be on the road traveling because I know she doesn't live in Oregon, but apparently that's where she is. And Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Yes, thank you. I am traveling home. I was in Oregon for the weekend, so I'm headed home and I stopped because I wanted to talk to you guys.
Yay! Well,
Oh,
we want to talk to
yay.
you too. So, how the heck are you?
Well, I'm really good. Things are progressing as far as other things in life, but I
And
am more
speaking, it
than
looks like that,
ready.
speaking of what we've been talking about earlier in the show, I don't know if you were listening, but
No.
Natasha was talking about this with all the stuff going on energetically, a lot of our animal friends, it may be their time to move on because they've helped us through this energy, and you had a beloved dog friend of yours pass on recently.
Yeah.
Right, and we've talked to you about that on the air. So apparently now is something brewing. So, what's up?
Well, I'm ready for another one.
Okay.
And
Ah.
I have been for about a week or so.
Ah.
And so I wanted to find out, because you guys had told me that he was going to help bring the dog for me.
Right.
And
Okay, I remember that. Yeah.
yeah. So I kind of want to know, is that going to happen? Is it going to be like a couple weeks or a couple, hopefully not a couple months, hopefully like in the next couple, 3 weeks or things I should pay attention to, or I don't know, but I am like every time I run a
Okay,
dog.
Natasha, we expect you to have all the answers. So
Of course.
you should know everything. Okay, so we want to know. Barb's ready, and obviously, and she's putting it out to the whole the world right now over the air. She's ready for the new dog. So, what are you seeing? Does she just have to be if she's driving home and feels like, oh, let's go to the shelter, or something? What would you recommend? How is this going to shake out? Can you see?
Okay, so what I'm hearing for you from your guides is that put out there, what kind of animal's personality do you want that can align with the new coming in for you, the story that you're going to be in your future with this animal, and then let go of expectations.
All right.
Be with the moments. If you get guided to go to a pound, if you get guided to go to here, go there. And like I'm getting a feeling that you're just gonna get this tap one day and it's like oh. And so with that, trust the process. Put out there what you want and then let it go because the universe is gonna bring it to you. But I'm finding that the more that we have expectations, desires, calling ins, that's a different story. But expectations, I want it soon. I want it now. I want, it's like, if you can take those off and say, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm
I
ready
open the
to
door and
receive.
Start putting it out.
I'm ready to receive. And please guide me to where I'm supposed to meet up with this next four-legged being that I'm supposed to be with.
Now, and Roberta, what was the name of your previous dog?
Boomer.
Boomer, that's right. So is
Yep.
Boomer helping Natasha? Is he hanging out? Is he helping?
Yeah,
Okay,
Boomer
so
is.
does she talk to Boomer too about what or a way for him to
I
communicate
think
and or
that that's already in the works, but what I'm saying
okay.
is that it's to put out there what you're calling in and then be open to receiving the guidance to the next journey.
And
Yes, I feel
maybe
like it will
size
be in the next
limits.
couple weeks. It will be in the next couple weeks.
Ah, wow.
I might want to put in the word next few weeks, not
Okay.
just two, but a few weeks, three. Maybe four, because there's some settling that you're doing too.
Right.
And it may happen before that. This is a time of the universe saying, wait a minute, you're driving by where this dog is. Take a right. It's that feeling that you're going to be getting like that. Wow, I didn't expect it to be this way to get this animal because everything just kind of aligned. I'm just amazed at the synchronicities of things aligning right now. And so be open to listening to the messages of go here or go there. And if you get told to go somewhere thinking that that's where the animal is and you don't end up with it, please do not be disappointed. That's
Okay.
part of the universe asking you to listen.
Okay. Excuse me.
I even, the
So
flash that I just had, and I don't know if this is just me, I'm making it up, could be, I don't know, but I just a flash was that, it could be something like Roberta's driving, because she's been traveling and she's on her way back to Montana or wherever it is that you live. And maybe something happens, like vehicle breaks down or flat tire or
yeah.
something. And oh God, there's no part, and I have to hang out here for a while or something. It might be, well, is there another reason why I'm here? Oh, well, I'm here. Oh, there's a shelter over there. Or, oh, is this dog on the street or whatever it is. But it could
Yeah,
be something
it's
like
going to be a
that. Could it be,
synchronistic thing.
Natasha? So if you end up something like that weird and sit and get upset about it, say,
Right.
whoa. Is there something here for me to look at?
Okay,
Okay,
that's what I'm
so
getting is it's going to be, you're going to flow into it. It's going to be something that you don't really think about it because you do not have the expectations of what, oh, I'm going to get a dog here. Oh, I'm getting a dog here. Oh, because then we go into disappointment, which ends up closing the doors to opportunities.
right.
So
Okay,
try
so
to
I
stay out of
don't.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
No, you're good.
I don't have really expectations. The only thing I've been putting out there is that, like, I don't want a puppy. I'm really fond of the Aussie mixes. I don't want a big dog, and the personality. So I wrote that down so I can work on that. And the only other thing is that pup coming in is gonna have to want to travel because I travel. And so I, those aren't expectations. Those are like,
Desires.
right. No,
Desires.
that sounds like you're doing really well,
Yeah.
Roberta.
Okay.
That sounds really good because you've got the size and the breed type and then, a good travel. So you want a real good social dog and that would like to travel with you and that
And
kind of
it will
stuff.
be coming. It's coming. It's coming. But
Okay.
that's what the team wants you to remember is that now that you want it, now it's time to
Okay.
take the foot off the gas pedal. So
Yeah.
thank you for
Yeah.
wanting
But
to.
now that she wants it, be patient in the process of it showing up.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, one of the best things about Boomer is not only was he gorgeous and everybody were drawn to him, but he was a happy dog. And that's the other thing is I kind of need a happy dog. He was bouncy and happy and happy to go places and that kind of thing. So I've been putting that kind of stuff out there all the time, and I'm just praying that you know, I'm not asking too much.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you want. Okay. And then take your foot off the gas pedal, because it's like it's coming. You're okay. You're intuitive enough to know. You know, you've got your skills, you've got your knowings, and your energy works with synchronicity, right? Okay. You've had a lot of synchronistic moments in your life. And so look for the synchronistic moments, because that's when things are aligning. And I get the feeling like number one won't be quite right. You know, the synchronistic moment, number two will be closer than the third, fourth synchronistic. Oh, okay. That's why I had the ladder to climb up to this, the last synchronistic moment where I received the dog. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did to me. I understood.
Okay.
And you understood, Roberta?
Yeah, so one little quick note. So I got to hang around a little bit. His original mom, you know, she had the bitch that he was born from. And so I put out to her, I said, I want another boomer. and she goes, well, she goes, and she lives in Idaho, lower part of Idaho. And she said, well, I'll keep an eye out in the, you know, in the local whatever, whatever. And I just told her a few things like, you know, not a puppy and blah, blah, blah. But anyhow, so I threw that out there about a week ago, and she's really good on social media and she might notice something. So I'm, you know, who knows?
All right,
where
well,
that
sounds
was
like you're putting the right feelers out there.
You're putting it out there.
You're putting the energy out there.
Okay. And then it's like, it gets down to opening up your arms and saying, I'm willing to receive, you know, and that things will be happening. There's a lot of energy in July here. So it might be closer to the beginning of August that this might be happening.
Okay.
And you'll know, she'll know when she meets the right dog.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Cool.
Okay.
Right. And you might, like you might reject a few on the way to get to the right one, but you'll know when you find the right one.
Exactly. Okay. That's what happened with my cat is I had kittens. I wasn't ready for a kitten, but I ended up with a kitten, but I had a couple kittens that came into my path and I was like, nope.
Then Rocky came and said,
then Rocky came and
Match!
It's like, he's ready for me to come home.
Yeah. Well, I
all right, Roberta.
Your help. Thank you so much. And it's
you're
so
more than welcome. I
you.
Hope. Yeah.
Yep. And have a safe trip home.
I will, and I'll let you know. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Okay,
keep us posted.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. We are over time. Need to get to our advertisers. So phone lines are open. 425.
We'll actually be returning with a phone call after the break. I just need to reconnect but. You still have the opportunity to call us in if you want to get into the queue and speak with Martha and Natasha.
All right, but there's one call in the wings that I didn't know about, but we've got lines for you if you want to get in line. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and he, of course, will be in the studio, he'll be with us next week on the show with Sister Linda Rasmussen for our healing show of the month, and you can call in for free remote treatments for your animal friends or you, and Dr. Nils can be reached through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. Check him out, and he always does a free telephone evaluation, so you can go to his website and click on the contact link and tell him you want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call. And, of course, you can contact us next week for free remote treatments on the air. But it's Dr. Nils Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. And Natasha Venter is here. And now we are going to head back to the phones. Looks like a little follow-up here. We are going to Hansville. And Don, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, Martha.
Hello,
how
Don.
How are you doing?
Hi, well, we're doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. This is a follow-up on a call I did in April about my dog's Kippy, who's a little Scotty, having troubles getting his nails trimmed. And one of the suggestions you recommended that you heard of was the hammock?
The sling
that
they
use? Yes.
Sling, yeah, yeah.
And so it took a while because after I talked to you, I was out of town and then I had to order it. One of the dilemmas that I had was, where do I hang this thing, because they don't give you anything to hang it to. And so I had to rig something up for that. And once I got it going, I was successful in trimming his nails. It was a little touchy the first time because he wasn't used to being suspended. And
I think that's supposed to be the point, that when you raise them off the ground and they're hanging, that's enough of an upset to their little apple carts that they're more concerned about that than arguing with you about having their nails trimmed. So I think that has a little bit to do with this system design.
Yeah, but the last time I did it a few days ago, he was a little more feisty about it. But I was able to get through all his feet. But I think as he gets used to the hammock, he's going to start probably trying to manipulate or figure out how he can avoid this. But hopefully that he is going to find out that it's not so bad to get his nails trimmed, that he doesn't need to go to that level. But it worked well. I was able to do his nails, and it was the best solution I've heard of and used.
What I'm thinking now, Don, since you're saying, you know, after all, Tippy is a Scotty, you know, so he's in a terrier suit, so they can be a little feisty and that sort of thing. And you said you're kind of thinking that, you know, as he gets more used to this, well, he might kick up more of a fuss. So let's explore, and maybe Natasha, you can look at the energy of this. How can we make this more positive? So I want to ask you some details. When you get him in his sling and you got him up there, do you just, you know, clip, clip, clip through each foot and do all 4 feet as fast as you can and be done?
Well,
or, you know, the other thing, see, we could do is slow it down a little bit. And you maybe like do 1 foot, and then you give him a little high value little food reward. Oh, you did really good. Yes. You got a treat. Then we do another foot, then a high value food reward. You could even do, you know, after each toe or two. But so giving him little, you know, and a food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. So you don't have to give him a whole strip of bacon. You can just give him a little teeny piece. But that might be one way to make him feel better about that. Mm-hmm. Is that something you could try with him?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's what we were doing when we were trying to just trim him, just using a grooming table. He went through a fair amount of peanut butter doing that. So, pause and let him wait and relax a little bit.
Yeah, and then give him a lick of peanut butter or something. Then that reminds me, I don't know if you were listening to the show when we started. Well, at some point I mentioned it, I think, or that. Do you use Facebook, Don?
Do not.
Oh, okay.
It, but I don't use it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can access it, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And
okay.
Then, let's see, there's the show update. Let's see, there's one, two, three, and then the dog on the swimming on the dolphin. Oh, that's a great video if you guys haven't seen it. And it's a dolphin, or it's a dog in the middle of the ocean riding on top of a dolphin, and the dolphin swims him back to the boat, and then the dog jumps off of the dolphin onto the boat, and then they have a wonderful conversation together and all of that. But it's a great friendship between this wild dolphin and this dog. Anyway, now just below the dolphin and the dog, then there's the Facebook video that I wanted you to see, because this is the latest trick that's being shown. And what they're doing, Don, is this guy, he's put cellophane wrapped around his head and over his forehead.
Uh-huh.
So a few rolls of cellophane, and then they smear peanut butter all over the cellophane. So that then he bends down so that the dog can be licking the peanut butter off the cellophane. And while that's going on, he's trimming the nails.
Okay, I'll have to watch that one.
Yeah, now it's a little bigger dog, but I've seen several of these. I posted this one because it was the best one of the videos to show the technique. And it's kind of goofy, but it's working for a lot of people. But none of them are using a sling with the dog, but I wanted you, if you have access to Facebook, can take a look at this, see if there'd be a way to incorporate, you know, this, you know, with what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I think that's what we got, you know, the sling's working. It's the best thing you've done, but I think we need to counter, you know, Scotty temperament personality and find a way to make it more positive. And that's what I was talking about with the treats. Natasha, are you seeing anything else that Don could, what are you getting about this?
He's a creature of habits, like a lot of terriers are. So the more that you can say, this is not a pattern that we're going to create. So remembering that your thoughts can create the pattern continuing. So there again is,
imagine him behaving the way you want him to, not worrying about the way you don't.
Exactly.
And so when you're trimming his nails, you don't want to be sitting there thinking, oh God, he's going to object any second.
Yeah.
You want to imagine him staying calm and accepting it and liking a lick of peanut butter here or there or whatever. Is that what you're talking about, Natasha?
Exactly. So with that when you're going to be doing that, before you go grab him in the sling, because he's going to probably start talking about not wanting to be in the sling, think about getting in the car and then put him in the sling. You know, it's like, you know, it's about, he's very synced with you. And so think about other things that are happening, you know, that you're in the sling and you're just giving him a foot massage. You know, it's like doing these things to help change up his understanding would be a blessing.
Yeah, and remember, thought directs energy, so we want you working to support what's going on in your mind, not entertaining all the bad stuff that might happen, because that will influence the situation negatively.
Exactly.
Okay.
And terriers love to pick up on that energy.
That, oh, yeah. And especially Scotties, they're kind of a breed all their own.
Yep.
Well, okay, I really appreciate you checking in, Don, and letting us know that it actually worked for you. And then you stay in touch with us so we can make sure that it continues to work and it gets even better and he gets more relaxed with the process.
Okay. I will check in with you.
But you got the idea. We've got to add something more positive now.
Yep.
So we may not want to just rush through all four paws. We'll take a little more time and give him some really yummy stuff to make him like the process. You also could not, whatever it is, the really high-value stuff, don't give it to him any other time except when you sling him up for nails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's the only time he gets peanut butter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, then try that, and then let's see, Natasha will be here the third Sunday next month, so check back with us then.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good
You're
day.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, Don? The other thing is what you might want to do. I can't remember if you've called in or not when Dr. Nels and Linda are here.
I did last time they were there.
Okay, because they'll be
Nels
here.
Linda was not.
Okay, they'll be here next week. And since you're working through this nail thing, remember what Dr. Nels has helped us understand, that when dogs have emotional trauma, of some kind, their nervous systems get stuck in the fight flight mechanism. And so this nail trimming is enough of a big deal for dogs that it can mess with their nervous system like that. So I think while you're getting him used to this process going through it, it'd be a good idea for you to call in for him to get a little reset and tune up on his nervous system every month for a while.
Okay.
That doesn't cost you anything except for remembering to call in. So why don't you call us back next week and let's have Dr. Nels tune him up.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Don.
Good day.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And look at that. We're right up next to advertisers again. So let's take care of our advertisers. And we got open phone lines, Nathan?
They are now wide open.
Fantastic. So if you've got a question, behavior training or healing for me, or anything intuitive and or personal awareness coaching for you, Natasha's here and we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. What's our number? 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, we heard from Natasha, or about Natasha, during the break. And Natasha, you can check her out through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And Natasha, you work with people privately to do readings, like over the phone or in person, or don't you Zoom and do all that kind of stuff?
I do.
And sometimes you offer classes and so forth, but you also do a regular podcast. You're still doing your podcast at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. So tell us about that.
So what I do is I do a live podcast on YouTube and Facebook. Sometimes on Instagram, if I don't have a guest, 4 o'clock Pacific time on Wednesdays. And it usually covers how do we negotiate. Like the beginning of this month, I did about, because my mantra of the month is I'm done with my negative stories. And so how to be done with our negative stories to move into our new greater good. So there's a lot of the conversations about what are we doing? Where are we at? And how can we negotiate being in our 3D body with the emotions, the story, to become our higher enlightened self as we're walking through this world? I really enjoy helping people going into that. You know, how do we get through this story of ourselves? Like today, my brain is very dyslexic today. I've just gone through a lot of energy fields and stuff like that. And so my brain and my mouth are starting to align today. And so things have been a little discombobulated coming out, but how do we negotiate that? And that's one thing that I've been doing is I've been asking my brain and my mouth to be aligned so that I can get a cleaner story. I've been asking my team to channel through me so I can get a clearer message. And, you know, we have these things that happen in our lives.
Okay, well, let's time out though. Because you just said, all right, I was having a little trouble focusing and my words aren't coming. Blah, 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 blah. So the lesson you want to see here from Natasha, she's not spending time in her mind thinking, oh, geez, I'm on the radio. I sound like an idiot. I can't put my words together. I can't make sentences. Because if she did that, she'd just mess it up even bigger.
Yep. Oh, gosh, yes.
So instead of doing all of that, in her mind, she's asking, like she even said, she said, I'm asking my dyslexic brain and mouth to align. So she's asking for what she wants. And I've noticed in the last caller or so, she is sounding clearer and more aligned. But see, that's how you do it. She's an example of this. You've got to remember, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. We are powerfully creative with our minds. We're just beginning to realize it. You know, the books on the power of positive thinking and stuff haven't been written for no good reason. See, so Natasha knows that. So instead of making it worse with negative thinking, She asks for what she wants and does the positive thing. So thank you for that lesson.
You're more than welcome. I give a lot of examples on how to negotiate through your life.
Yeah. So, you know, it's remember her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, and YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive mm-hmm. Clarifications. Natasha Venter, the letters I and C. Or you can call her 360-770-7486. Mm-hmm. 360-770-7486. See, she cleared my mind too, so I got the phone number right. The last four numbers, I get you, the last four numbers of your number and Jude's number mixed up sometimes when I'm saying the numbers.
I hear you.
But you're aligning my brain and mouth too, so that's okay. Really good.
And I have a new website.
Oh, it's still intuitiveclarifications.com, but you've redone your website or something?
I have. I went from GoDaddy to Wix, so now my website can handle, I can give discounts, I can give classes and hold, I can put them on different, you know, pages.
You can do a lot more.
It's expanding what I can do and be with people. Right now, I was going to tell you this, but being discombobulated this morning, I didn't have all my language. That I actually right now have a 20% off discount on my sessions, on all sessions, even my bundles.
You're already the most reasonably priced intuitive reader that I know. So how much do you charge for readings?
My brain...
Okay, that's around $100, isn't it?
No, it's gone up a little bit more. With this new website, I shifted up a little bit more, but now with that 20%, it's back down to $145. You know, but you can even do this 20% on bundle sessions. The only thing I ask for is that people email me at natasha@intuitiveclarifications.com to receive that 20% discount.
Gotcha. So Natasha@ intuitiveclarifications.com and for a 20% discount.
Yeah.
Sounds very nice.
It is.
All right. And then, the only other thing, Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, is available to work with you. And one of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself in all, you know, with all the energy going on and everything, it is just wonderful to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes, the ectotonic forks, and to let Jude put your body back together and all of that. Now, she does that with me all the time, and I don't know what I'd do without her. She really is a miraculous practitioner. You can check her out on a website, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And both places, there's some videos and stuff of her working and all of that. And she does classes on all of this sort of thing. She can work with you in person. You really want to do it in person and get into that gong room if you can. The experience is marvelous. Or you can do it with her remotely and, she can do the Zoom thing and all of that. And so you can actually participate in a more personal way than just over the phone. But at any rate, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And yay for Martha. I got both yours and Jude's phone number correct first time. Very good. And of course, remember that I am an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer and work with people privately in their homes to help them understand your dogs. I teach people how to live with their dogs and really customize everything. And boy, have I had to learn to be creative and flexible and inventive. And I've even at this stage in all these decades of doing this, I've still adjust what I'm doing and the work that I do. And I was just talking to my clients yesterday. I have to, it's almost a whole different plan when I'm dealing with different cultures. you know, for us white folks that I deal with, you know, all the stuff I've done for all these years works really well. But now I'm dealing with a lot of Asian families, a lot of Indian families, and their cultures are different and they handle things different. And when I first started doing it, was like, oh, no, they're doing all this stuff with their diet. There's way too much confinement and all this. Or it's not. And then I realized it's working for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I've switched up. You know, or I haven't switched it, but I now sometimes we do it a little differently depending on what culture you're from, what you're comfortable with, and all of that. And so you need to know when it comes to working with dogs and teaching them what they need to know and extinguishing bad behavior and replacing with new, there isn't just one right way to do it. What works for one people or one family or one dog is not necessarily going to work for the other one. And if you know, decades ago, I was stuck in that my way or the highway. And if you don't do it my way, it's not really all that sort of, but I had to get over that a long time ago. And I still, Divine Mother still guides me. And if I get to a point where I think, oh, I know what to do about that, I get five cases in a row that doesn't work. Okay. So, you know, I have to continually grow and adjust and all of that. And that's been my biggest, latest adjustment is changing what I'm doing and teach related to the culture I'm working with. But anyway, it's fascinating stuff. So I continue to learn. And everybody says, I bet you've seen it all. And it says, well, every time I think I've seen it all, something shows up I haven't seen. So no, I haven't seen it all. When I have all the answers, I won't be here anymore. So, you know, we're all here to learn and grow and all of that. And boy, it's important to be flexible with all this stuff. And as long as we're on the subject, I was going to go into current events, but I think we don't have a lot of time here. But Natasha, I know you haven't had a lot of time to be studying up on this because you're having a birthday and you're doing girl time and having a great time down there in San Diego. But what can you tell? You know, the energies are so volatile and so much going on astrologically. Can you give us kind of a handle on that?
All I can say is using that mantra, I'm aligning with the energies of the now. Let my body, let my mind, let everything come into fruition of what I'm meant to be. And, you know, because that's part of my discombobulation today is that, you know, the last couple months, my dad, oh my gosh, my dad, who's passed away now 33 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
No, 32 years ago. So, you know, he was really with me for the last like 3 weeks, really heavy. I would say, try to say my husband's name and I would say my dad's name. I mean, it was like, he was really here. And so being in that grief and having the stories of where we're at, sometimes we do get discombobulated and we cannot be hard on ourselves. So
well, we can, you're just saying though, it's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. We are all human. And this is really time to be done with our old negative stories. That's my mantra of the month.
Okay.
You know, be done with our old negative stories. Like for me being very dyslexic today, discombobulated. I mean, it's like trying to say a sentence straight is like a miracle. So going into this, it's about aligning our energies into who we can be. Ask for your brain to calm down. Ask for your knowings to calm down. Ask for the realities around you to calm down. Our mind is so powerful.
Right. And that's that remind me because an affirmation that I got from Linda popped in. And so one I use often, I embrace the feeling of calm. Mm-hmm. I embrace the feeling of calm.
Exactly.
I embrace the feeling of calm. And then the cross your hands over your chest and I trust.
And, you know, there's something that happened in the news the last 24 hours.
Really?
That it can be very distracting. And the truths aren't going to be all that we really think that it's going to be. And there's going to be a lot of distractions. So remembering that the distractions of our outer world do not need to be in our home. The distractions of our outer world don't need to be in our mind. That's where I ask for divine healing on this a lot of times because I don't want to be involved with the politics around me. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something going on with them. And I ask for love and guidance with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's time for us really to be in that more tranquil place if we can be and not be in the story of what the world is around us.
All right, so time out. We will take up our conversations again in the next hour. We'll get to current events and then all the stuff on our list that we haven't talked about. And phone lines are wide open, so we'd love to hear from you. Behavior training or healing questions or anything about animals for me, and any of your intuitive stuff you want to know about or just have a personal reading with Natasha. She's here. You might as well take advantage of her. Okay. And now that she's clear, mind and mouth and all of that sort of stuff, you know, give her a chance to use them. All right. So pick up your phones. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And now it is time to close out hour number two and haul out the love train one more time. And boy, is it important now. So you don't get to blow this one off. Dancing is required because we want to get up, get our juices flowing, energy going, and then send love all over this country, all over the world, especially to the war zones. We can do a lot by spreading love around. The most powerful energy on the planet, love and, you know, love and light. Okay, everything else is overridden by the love and the light. So I energize up the love train with our, remember, dancing's required. You can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'd love to have you. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer, just to give us some extra good energy. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.